if you did. If you didn't, you're hearing us back on the air. Our system went down. I wonder if it had anything to do with chemtrails. You wondered, Dr. Mike?
Oh, I assure you, it follows me like it follows you and me sometimes like puppies whenever this topic comes up and somebody doesn't want to hear somebody, in fact, talk about the perpetrators or the ones that are involved and have knowledge and so on and so forth. They just get real angry because you know how many people work for the EPA and the DNR and the military bases, especially the Air Force?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a direct contact. And when we were off the air, I guess we were off the air for about 2 minutes and we were talking on like everything was hunky dory. And then we got the message that we were knocked off the air. So, we'll be discussing this in much more detail, but, I can assure you that, we must look at the all of what chemtrails, is creating, what it's causing. You know, a year ago, over India, well, it's a little more than a year ago, over India, they were describing sort of a reddish type of hue falling down from the sky. And those samples were picked up and analyzed, and they found desiccated blood and polymers and tuberculosis and anthrax and some other nasty stuff. Some different elements. I think titanium was in there at one point. And it was modified and it was ramped up, multiplied, or amplified thousands fold. The aluminum was measuring about 61,000% higher than what is considered, or well, let's say 61 times. But the parts per million were 61,000 parts per million. That's what it was. It was like 61 times higher than what's acceptable in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is intentionally being dumped on us, but it's not just aluminum and barium.
No, it's not. And if someone, in fact, continues some sincere investigations into this, Don, they're going to find out that all this medical cobalt waste, medical radioactive waste that have been generated, that's why I'm calling for the EPA, in fact, to be abolished, because they're not managing this at all. I just heard on a different show, I was listening to Jim Mars talk on Jeff Renz, and he was saying somebody was throwing some of this stuff into salt mines. I've known for years that they've disposed of a lot of various types of medical waste, low-level radiation medical waste, with the fly ash coming from these coal burners down in Tennessee, down in Georgia. They're still doing that. Down in Louisiana, they're still putting this stuff. Now it's radioactive. I also contend that they're putting this into the air. They're spraying us with depleted uranium, ladies and gentlemen, along with these other waste. You'll find cobalt on that list of ingredients or that list of stuff that you found in the air. In some places, extremely high, but they didn't check it for radioactivity. So I'm having people check for radioactivity. Guess what? They're finding a baseline that is just, it's scaring them. Much of that information is coming from California.
Is it possible that some of that is the fallout from what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Not at these levels. Not at these levels whatsoever. Hmm. And I have asked the question, hey, you know, the EPA didn't seem to have a very big problem with Major Doug Rocky talking about that stuff coming from dug up out of the sands of Iraq years ago, in fact, was headed for Utah for burial. And then all of a sudden it didn't show up, and it's just like it disappeared. My question is, what did you do with that, EPA? You're supposed to have, in fact, some type of information. You're going to have all the information on where that went to, along with the Department of Energy. Not one word on where all of that radioactive waste went to that was incorporated into sand.
Yes. Now,
I contend that, in fact, somebody spraying that into the atmosphere.
Some comments in the movie, and I recall Ed Griffin actually saying that it's known that there are a lot of different things in the chemtrails and that it's having an impact on people's immune system. And they bring this up at this seminar, and that it's having an impact on their neurological functions and also on renal function. In particular, now, if one gets into studying these elements that I described in the depth that I have, and I've talked to some experts in this area, someone I hope to be bringing on the show, possibly even tomorrow. And we're going to get into a discussion, a general discussion eventually about minerals and how they're good for you and what they do in toxic amounts. I think that's important. To understand the impact. But pretty much everyone agrees that this induces Alzheimer's. I don't hear this discussed. They're saying geoengineering. That's not the same as giving people Alzheimer's.
Right. Or
carcinogenic elements, heavy metals that are carcinogenic in the chemtrails currently in different amounts, but nonetheless all in toxic amounts. And I'm excluding the compounds. Right. I don't have a list of those yet, okay? When I have that list, we can even further make a determination, but I can tell you that the heavy metals they're using are used routinely in DNA manipulation.
Yes.
Okay? So this DNA manipulation has nothing to do with global warming other than your killing off a species.
Right, or you're going to severely mutate it so much it's not going to reproduce again. And that's the other part of the machine that they shut down is the ability to reproduce both in male and female. And they can do that with inorganic or organic. It doesn't make any difference. It all achieves it. I mean, just how much can they kill you? Yeah. You want a 3 or an 8 here?
The sun gives life to all the planets in our solar system. In some manner or another, on a multidimensional scale, the sun has a consciousness. It's receiving and sending out, transmitting information in the form of light. But it's information that nature understands. Plants can use the sunlight, and when they don't have it, they die. Or when the plants are poisoned and they can't function under normal circumstances of photosynthesis, they can't do what they were created to do. That has nothing to do with global warming.
Well, it can be the same thing you just said for carbon dioxide.
Yes, absolutely. See, carbon dioxide is essential to plant life.
Just add water and you got something can grow.
You know.
This is the thing that they're mitigating. This just is how crazy asinine this is to begin with. We've got Congress lying to us that, I don't know what it is, but I'll certainly check into it. Check with my staffer, will you? I mean, send him a paper. God, it just, people make my skin crawl. Yeah. I just want this thing to start to come apart somewhere. So I'm just making a plea for people to seriously consider, start taking this down and start with your state EPA, because they are, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've known a lot of them. I've not met one yet that I'll speak good about.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're losing insects. The bee population has plummeted to almost nothing.
Right. That is a direct result of these aerosolized heavy metals.
Forest animals are dying. Animals in the desert are dying. Animals in the water or along waterways are dying from the same poisoning. And there are other things being sprayed on them, too. We know this is going on in Australia and New Zealand. We've talked about that on some past shows.
Right. And the illusion, Don, the illusion is perpetuated through the propaganda, as we talked about earlier today on the phone. It's perpetuated through the propaganda. Don't perpetuate the propaganda.
You know,
whoever's going to talk about this, call for it to be stopped, not just keep perpetuating. Well, look what they're doing over here. Well, we know that, this is terrible, but they perpetuate geoengineering. Like, this is okay. It is not okay.
Yeah, if you know, they're telling the truth and they haven't heard of it, they're ignorant. Do you want ignorant people making these kinds of decisions on your behalf? Okay.
And I like what Jerry Darvin said.
They're lying.
Yeah, okay. Terry Garvin says it's ignorance gone to seed. Man, is he right about that?
Or they're lying, right? If they're lying. Do know, they're lying. So you can only say they're ignorant or they're lying.
They're lying.
Or both.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I'm not going to give them a pass. No, I doubt it very much. You know, I don't care if they like me or not. I didn't vote for any of them anyways because they got a fraud going on here at the local Franklin County elections. And, in fact, I try to get Mr. DeWine to do something about it. And, of course, he passed it on to a guy by the name of – his last name was, believe it or not, he's with – his last name was Forkin, F-O-R-K-I-N, mm-hmm. Jim Forkin, and I'm thinking – good Lord. I mean, they put a guy out there like it's like, you know, well, he's done. Stick your fork in.
Yeah.
But they've done nothing. But this is absolutely, you know, they did not send me my ballot to vote, but I filled out the application. But see, that's just another little thing that's going on. There's a bunch of demoncrats there at the state house, in fact, and the Board of Elections are going to make darn sure that I vote for no one. Hey, I wasn't going to vote for him anyway. I was going to rip it in half and send it back to you.
Yeah. Well,
but anyways, it's just one of those things that the beat goes on. I just do hope people listen. Don't fall for this illusion of geoengineering. And Mr. Murphy, change your tune. Start calling for this to stop, not for, well, do you think we should look for geoengineering? I'm not making fun of you, sir. I do, in fact, think a lot of what you've done and been able to do, but I do not, in fact, admire what you've done because you still haven't conveyed the message to stop the chemtrails.
Yeah, that's the message. It's got to stop.
That's the only message there can be.
There's no reason for this. Now, to think, and you know, I've talked with some people who have invested into this project. They've helped bring the film about, and they're to be commended for it because in their minds,
yes, sir.
And in their hearts, they feel they're doing the right thing. And they've told me they wish they could do more. But
yes.
to follow this narrow tunnel-like passageway, or go down a tube, if you want to call it that, in your thinking, that this is geoengineering when it's much, much more, and it's very, very dangerous to anything that's living on this planet. Forget about global warming. You know, most people to be healthy and a couple of degrees hotter, if that was a reality, I think most people would take that option.
No, that is the hoax. That is the hoax. The global warming is the hoax, and it's nothing more than that. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's been delineated as to be nothing more than a scam with a bunch of reptilians, in fact, just lining their pockets and just setting themselves up so they can make certain they do this with edict, in fact, from the United Nations to, in fact, have carbon taxes. And you and Dr. Ott and so many others have uncovered all this so eloquently and put it in front of people. And people, most of them, in fact, are still on the inside track because they work for somebody who's a contractor that works for somebody that, in fact, is involved in this. So there's just only going to be a certain amount of people that, in fact, are going to hear what you've got to say, especially if you want to stop them. But if I'm not mistaken, you did say these investors were told by, I guess, the person promoting the investment, in fact, do you want to help save the earth, maybe stop the chemtrails? Didn't I hear that? You want to stop the chemtrails? If that's what he said, then he got a long ways to go because he hasn't started on that path yet. He's still investigating. Mr. Murphy, I would just say investigation's over. We need some results. And, in fact, you need to start clamoring about people, in fact, who's responsible for this, like I'm calling out for the EPA to be just taken down. These people are worthless, I can assure you. I could write a whole book about this, and I will one of these days.
I'll ask another rhetorical question, Dr. Mike. If they're not spraying chemtrails, why are the weathermen and all these different TV stations explaining chemtrails? I played a clip last week from Denmark, I mean Holland.
The American Meteorological Society has been fully indoctrinated into what this is. And believe me, they've all been told to go along. They even got books for the kids now that shows what the chemtrails are. And, oh, that's so good, global warming. They just continue perpetuating this entire bunch of propaganda. That's all it is.
I keep coming back to the cowboy movies.
Really? Which
that,
one?
That are supposed to be, either remakes or, you know, revisiting some story and expanding a little bit. And
I know what you're going to say.
And these guys are having a campfire, and the moon's shining, and you can hear a coyote howling in the background, and you see a chemtrail being spewed in the sky. Or in the daylight.
And didn't somebody, in fact, just happen to have a copy of a movie from way back when, and they, in fact, went back and looked at it, and the chemtrails were not in the original of the movie? It was a John Wayne movie, as a matter of fact. Somebody has a movie that they had from way back then. It was a film. It was an old movie. They used to work in a movie house or something, and they had this old reel of a John Wayne movie, and the chemtrails were not in that old movie, which was made in the 60s or the 70s. And I'm, you know, pardon me for calling that old, but quite frankly, in the era of film back then, they were still using nylon. They were still using some form of cellulose acetate, I believe, for film. They hadn't got into the video yet, but no, that was all been programmed. You know what I mean? All this stuff's been programmed in to think that is normal.
Yeah. Even there's a guy from Ireland that put up a couple of YouTubes on this Charlie Chaplin movie from 1928 that he bought on DVD, and there's a time traveler on the DVD version.
I remember that.
Well, you know, it's a spoof. Come on. It's a spoof. Somebody put that in there. In fact, when you pause it and go frame by frame, you can see the picture morphing in and out. But the time traveler is not the only person morphing in and out. Everything else is doing the same thing. Their shadows are morphing in and out. Their clothes are morphing in and out. It didn't occur, you see. Oh, okay, let's say the time traveler story is true. Why are the other people morphing in and out of the picture? They're fading in and out.
Well, yeah, but what makes the difference? So that's what I didn't get when I got that email and that thing about the time traveler and the cell phone being way back in 1920. My question was, so what? I mean, I do know that there's such things as time travelers. Maybe we've met a few. But the point is, what's that got to do with anything that's going on right now?
Well, my point is that it's obviously fraudulent material, okay? It's exhibiting signs of being a fraud.
Right.
When one just watches it in real time, you don't see these anomalies. They don't appear as easily. You can, in a sense, if you know what you're looking for. In fact, that's what made me pause it, move frame forward, frame backwards, and you can see... You can see things happening that normally don't happen. Certainly didn't happen when they were shooting movies in 1928.
No, I remember talking to you on the phone that day, and you were just really ticked because somebody's trying to direct everybody's attention to something as meaningless as this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other things were floating around on the net. You know, we got this. We don't know what it is, but it's we just keep passing stuff around all over the world. We just pass stuff everywhere, but we don't advertise.
Now, they're calling these clouds, you know, in this film, and I give them credit, they're showing a circle chemtrail over Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It appears to be over the mall, okay? And it's maybe, I don't know, 10,000 feet, 15,000 feet, if that high, probably closer to 10,000 feet, a circle. I mean, some nifty flying.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't have aircraft flying into restricted airspace, which that certainly is very restricted. That's the same as flight level 600 and up. Yeah. I mean, 60,000 feet and above is all restricted and controlled airspace. That's red zone.
Yeah.
You don't fly up there unless somebody knows it under any circumstances, but it's the same thing over those areas there. That's just like a military operations area. Same thing. You just don't fly into there without letting somebody know, and they may, in fact, tell you not to fly through there. That's happened to me before. flying over Jefferson Proving Ground in Indiana. I mean, I thought one day they're going to shoot me out of the sky. I was in a Cessna Skyhawk, mm-hmm. and I was really booking trying to get across there. And Indianapolis Center got in touch with me and called out my numbers, and they said, turn right in the middle of nowhere. I had to turn right and get out of the area of Jefferson Proving Ground. Well, I found out later it's because they've exploded so many depleted uranium munitions there. They thought I was, in fact, looking for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they found out that I was an environmental consultant, but you never know. But anyways, I was kind of like off topic, but I just wanted to throw that in. But
yeah,
I've seen those circles also over Iraq early on, years ago. There were videos where they would show the war, but they would also, you'd see these like making a, like almost making like a perfect 10 degrees, 20 degrees turn radius. I mean, it would fit in the frame of the camera. I mean, the aperture itself, it would fit in there. You just don't do that over controlled airspace unless you've got somebody directing you, especially over Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Mike, we're out of time. There's a lot more I want to say. I should have also mentioned that that the weathermen are telling us that these are radar experiments. I mean, where did they get their information? You see, we're being lied to. There's no doubt about it. And that's
right.
That's why we must remain ever vigilant and really pay attention to what's going on.
Right. That's the message that needs to go forward. We're being lied to. Stop the chemtrails.
Now, they do make the point over and over again in this movie that we are the person that we're looking for. Each one of you out there in the listening audience is that person that can do something about this. Now, the question is, are you going to do something about it, and when? With that, Dr. Mike, I want to say thank you for being on the show tonight. Thanks for your input. Thanks for allowing me to play that clip. And
well, thank you, Don.
I wish you a good night and enjoy the rest of the week.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And tonight's guest, Dr. Michael Castle. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network over at BBS Radio. Seth Hendrick on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my regular guest, Drew Malone Rains III, will be back with us. And we got plenty to talk about tomorrow night. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
BBSRadio.com, your source to a world of pure inspiration. I'm Renee Fea. My self-titled CD is available at CDBaby.com.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.